Halftime is just completed. Both teams are back onto the field to stretch and limber up. The Saugatuck Indians and the Montebello Mustangs tied at 16-all. I'm Gary Stevens, and we're looking a look at some of the first half numbers. Montebello with 10 first downs, Saugatuck with 7. Montebello with 32 offensive plays, Saugatuck with 23. Montebello 156 yards of total offense, Saugatuck with 99. Montebello just one penalty for 10 yards, but it came in a tough one because they were on their final drive offensively. They could have had a tie-breaking score in the first half. Saugatuck, 4 penalties for 50 yards, 3 minors, and the kickoff penalty on the kickoff that went out of bounds. Third down, Saugatuck is 3 for 5, Montebello 1 for 5, and as turnovers, Saugatuck with 2 interceptions and a cough-up on a fumble. Montebello still playing clean football in that regard. Regular feature of high school coverage on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com is a chance to chat with the coaches following the game. And in football, that means we talk with Bill Dunn after the game. And we'll have that interview as a podcast overnight on 92.7TheVan.com. Our conversation with Bill will be following the game and it'll be on our website. Check it out tomorrow morning as you get up. Indians in their home royal blue uniforms loosening up with white numerals and trimmed in orange and white pants. Blue helmets, plain blue helmets with an orange stripe. Montebello in white jerseys with navy blue numerals, navy blue pants, and navy blue helmets with a black white M on each side. Bill Dunn entering his 13th in his 12th season, guiding the fortunes of the Indians while Sean Ballhorn back on the sidelines after a six-year hiatus for the Mustangs. So both teams are loosening up and going through final warm-ups. They'll have another few moments to be able to accomplish that. Hope College football returns next Saturday with Ron Weatherby and Jerry Klomperins bringing you all the action. And Coach Dean Kreps, his team is pegged to finish second in the conference this season, I believe, or third. But they got some holes to fill because of graduation. And we'll see how the Flying Dutchman do in football. Is your home for Flying Dutchman football and basketball is 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. Next Friday, we'll be at Jarvis Memorial Field. The Marcellus Wildcats will come calling. We'll be on the air at 6:40, here on 92.7 The Van. And 92.7TheVan.com. Montebello won the opening toss, elected to receive, and took the ball for a touchdown. So Saugatuck will have the option this time. And the Indians huddling around their special team coaches. Bill Dunn and his fine staff, the two Diazes, Andy and Matt, along with Anthony Gretsch and Bill Winter, and Junior Diaz. Three of the Diazes on top. They'll be deployed, the kickoff return team for Saugatuck. West end zone to our right. Blake Dunn has already peeled a 77-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. He'll drop back deep. Hitting the ball in the 40-yard line to our left. In the east end zone is Brian Day for the Montebello Mustangs. A stout-looking lineman. Two-way starter. At right guard offensively and at defensive tackle. He also handles the kickoff duties. Blake Dunn standing at his own 20-yard line. As we're about ready to get going here in the second half. Brian Day has his arm up. Referee Ken DeBond signals now, is waiting for his lineman. His linesman does signal. And the referee signals to commence play. Blake Dunn will catch it on a bounce at his 19 on the left side. 25. Spun down at that spot there by two Montebello tacklers. So Saugatuck will set up shop first and 10 at their own 26-yard line with 11:53 to go in the third quarter in a 16-all game. Blake Dunn at quarterback, Cole Hartman the fullback, Jordan Mitchell, Nora Evelyn the halfbacks, Gavin Mortimer, Joe Ellison the ends, Andrew Rietveld, Lucas Sturgis to tackles, Connor Rasmussen, Daniel Chalice the guards. Nick Putzke walks to the ball. He'll snap it. Indians in their T formation, ball in the left hash, moving right to left. Looking at a 4-3 defense. Up the middle, Hartman stood up as he got to the line of scrimmage. Solid hit by linebacker, middle linebacker Thomas Wisner. No gain on the play. Second down. Well, we'll mark it one. They give him one to the 27. Second down and nine from there. Alex Faber and Tyler House at the ends. Joey Durham and Brian Day at the tackles. Dan Cutler, Nate Miller at the outside backers. Thomas Wisner with the solid stick there in the middle linebacker. Pete Taylor, Zach Taubins at the corners. Brady Bergeron, Jess Ballhorn at the safeties. Taylor with two picks already. Second down and nine with the T formation. Done. Keeps it off of left guard. Gets it to the 30, maybe the 32. Finally spun down there. Bergeron and Taylor with the hits for Montebello. Make it third down and four from the 32-yard line. Indians were 3 of 5 on third downs in the first half. Trying to do something on their first offensive series in a 16-all tie. Ball in the left hash as Blake Dunn breaks the huddle. Again, Indians in their traditional T formation. Two tight ends, full house backfield. Dunn barking out signals. Blake rolls out right. Round tackler to the 30. 35. Penalty marker behind the play. Dunn goes to the stick. He may have gotten the first down, depending on what happens with the penalty. Indians have committed four transgressions. They may have committed their fifth, and that's exactly what it is. Holding on a running play, and it's an inexcusable sin in that regard. So a penalty hurts Indians as they got the ball close to the sticks for a first down. But now it'll be a 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul perhaps, or will, yep. Sean Ballhorn says, let's move him back on the 10-yard penalty. Puts the ball back from the 30. Well, the penalty was the marker was thrown down at the 28. It spotted all the way back to the 18-yard line. Third down and 18. So the Indians' hopes of getting a solid first drive to begin the third quarter have taken a serious damaging hit with the penalty call behind the line of scrimmage on a running bootleg play. Two wideouts left, two wideouts right. Hartman, the only running back to the left of Dunn. In motion, Evelyn. Fake handoff, Dunn has it. 25. To the right side, has a seam. To the 35, 40. 45, spins around Bergeron. Still on the sidelines, 40. 35, 30, finally cut down from behind by Taylor, but not before Blake Dunn in open field creates an opportunity and an impressive run by Blake Dunn. He gets the ball all the way to the Montebello 26-yard line. He's peeled off a 77-yard touchdown run. He has now come up with a 42-yard run on a third down and 18 play. Spread out the defense. And then he ran to the left, cut it back to the right, went down the right sidelines, got around a couple of tacklers in midfield, and gained an additional yardage. First and 10, ball in the right hash. Done. Hands it off to the halfback, Mitchell. And Jordan gets it past the 25 off of the left tackle to the 24. Gain of two on the play, second down and eight. Again, the Indians without the services of Alex Segovia tonight. Disciplinary matter. We'll see Alex in a couple of weeks. Ball now in the middle of the field. Second down and eight. T formation behind Blake Dunn. Dunn barking out signals. Fakes the handoff, now keeps it left side, but it goes right into the hands of Tyler House. And Tyler House is a house. Big fella. Big senior. Blake Dunn was going to get around him. Gain of one on the play. Third down and now seven from the 23-yard line. See what magic Blake Dunn has now up his sleeve. He's only a sophomore, folks. But certainly at this point, perhaps the most talented quarterback that Saugatuck has produced. Maybe since his brother. Nick came through. But Blake can do a lot of things. And, of course, we mentioned Blake won a state title, an individual state title in track and field this year. Parking out signals in the gun. Evelyn in motion. Penalty marker flies as the ball is snapped. Side judge makes the call. Might be against Saugatuck again. And it is. So penalties are hurting the tribe right now. There's sixth transgression coming up. A holding penalty on the first set of downs here. Prefaced legal procedure against Saugatuck. That's now six penalties for 65 yards. Only one penalty against Montebello so far. Clock, 8:12 to go, third quarter. We're tied at 16. A tough opener, Bill Dunn expected. He got what he expected. The Indians are in a tussle with the Mid-State Montebello Mustangs. Dunn in the gun, Hartman to his left. Third down and 12. Ball at the 32. Dunn back to throw. Throws right, trying to find his tight end. He's got him! That's Joe Ellison. Second reception for Joe. He gets it inside the 15-yard line. Moves the ball from the 28 to the 14. A 14-yard gain. And a first down for Saugatuck at the 14. Right side. Had some air on that ball, but it enabled Ellison to get a step on Pete Taylor and make the reception. Ball in the right hash. First and 10 for Saugatuck on the Montebello 14, trying to get the lead for the first time tonight. T formation behind Dunn. Blake keeps it around left end. Tries to stiff arm Taylor. Can't do so. Run out of bounds. Taylor was not buying on that. And with the Indians not having Segovia available, that really focuses the defense on Dunn. Loss of two on the play. Second down and 12. Blanchard Montebello is happy that Segovia is unavailable tonight. Torched him for two kickoff returns for touchdowns and a TD run last year. 2 years ago, 163 yards and two touchdowns as he introduced himself as a sophomore. Evelyn in motion to the right. Dunn in the gun. Back to throw. Second down. Now takes it. Left side. 15. To the 10. Knocked out at the 8. Close to the stick. Tackle was made by Thomas Wisner. They'll mark it at the 9. Depending on the spot, they may bring the chain gang out. They have to get to the 4. So it's a nice 7-yard gain. Third down and 5 for Saugatuck at the Montebello 9. Indians have already converted 2 third downs on this drive and are 5 of 7 in third downs in the night. Opening drive, third quarter, and Saugatuck's trying to gain a lead. We're tied at 16. Dunn, T formation, 2 tight ends. Rolls right. Throws it up to a wide open Ellison touchdown! Joe Ellison wide open! As Jay Ferguson would sing, all alone in the end zone.
That show.
The revamped site allows basic membership viewers to personalize their own homepage, create and share clips of memorable highlights, and checks and quick access to favorite events. You can also subscribe to watch live regular season games and MHSAA tournaments. Check it out at MHSAA.tv. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics, and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. The Indians are riding a lot on the sophomore legs and arm of Blake Dunn, and he has done it tonight. 77-yard touchdown run. A kickoff return to open the scoring for Saugatuck after Montebello took a 16-0 lead. Then Dunn, a 3-yard touchdown run and 2-point run to tie the game. And then a 9-yard touchdown pass to Joe Ellison to put the Indians on top 22-16. Now, can Montebello respond? Their first two series, they ran the eye effectively for two long touchdown drives. They have not done much offensively since. Taylor and Taubitz are standing inside their 15 for Blake Dunn's kickoff. A right-footed soccer-style kicker is the young man who does it all for Saugatuck. Here's the boot. Steps into it. Taylor at the 20 gets it on the run. 30. 35 down the left sideline and has run out of bounds as he got to the 40-yard line. Trying to get a picket line there, but the Indians, who have been torched with kickoff returns for touchdowns in the past few years, weren't buying that one. First and 10 for Montebello. They'll set up shop at their own 41-yard line with the senior Brady Bergeron at the helm at quarterback. Zach Tobbins at tailback. Jody Durham at fullback. The wingback is Pete Taylor. The tight end is Josh Ballhorn. The split end is Dan Cutler. Brad Hancock is over the ball at center. Alex Faber, Brian Day, the guards. Judson Kilcherman and Tyler House, the tackles. I formation, wide outs on either side. The same formation we saw to begin the game. Tobbitz stole up as he got the ball off of right tackle at the line of scrimmage, making the hit initially and slowing everything down was Noah Evelyn. No gain on the play. Second down and 10 for Saugatuck defensively. 4-3. Connor Rasmussen, Jonathan Speed at the ends. Tristan Gumpert, Lucas Sturgis at the tackles. Cole Hartman, Nick Putzke at the outside backers, Gavin Mortimer in the middle. Jordan Mitchell, Noah Evelyn at the corners, Blake Dunn, Joe Ellison at the safeties. The pitch on the left side to an open top as he has open field to the 40, 35, 30. Cuts back inside to the 20, to the 15, to the 10. Will he be able to be hauled down from behind? Yes, he is. Cole Hartman prevents perhaps the inevitable touchdown, but a solid run by Zach Tobbitz as he carries the mail to the Saugatuck 2. He went to the right, got some blocks. 57 yards on the run by Tobbitz. First and goal for Montebello, trying to tie the game. And on those two plays, especially a second, again, I formation, which has been their most effective formation of the night. Wide out to the left is Cutler. In a slot right is Taylor. I formation. Handoff goes to the big fullback. That is Thomas Wisner. He'll bullet into the end zone. Touchdown, Montebello. That didn't take long. Thomas Wisner, a two-yard run, completes a three-play, 59-yard drive. And as we said, it didn't take long. Just 54 seconds off the clock. We're tied at 22, and Montebello is going for two to take the lead. Regained a lead in what has been a seesaw affair. Montebello scored the first 16 points. Saugatuck then scored 22. Montebello has scored a touchdown to tie the game and trying to go for the two-point conversion. Again, I formation, wide out to the right. And Bergeron rolls out to left, has open field. Can he get to the corner? Yes, he gets to the fly line and gets the two-point run. So Bergeron's two-point run, his second two-point conversion run of the game, has put Montebello up on front, top now, 24-22, with 6:16 to go in the third quarter. Saugatuck Public Schools and the Saugatuck Board of Education are committed to providing an academically sound environment, an educationally sound environment for children from birth through 12th grade. Through the efforts of dedicated staff members and a supportive school community, students are given a chance to learn and grow in a safe, nurturing environment. Through personal involvement, Saugatuck school staff provides for each student's unique needs, placing children first in order to help each child achieve his or her personal best. Chris Allen, our producer. My name is Gary Stevens. Trying a new little setup here in terms of bringing you Saugatuck football here at Jarvis Memorial Field. And from time to time, we have to break away, but we get back with you. And we appreciate your patience. I'm glad you're able to enjoy Saugatuck football. Sixth season of bringing you Saugatuck High football on 92.7 The Van. And the fourth season, I believe, or the third season of Hope College football begins a week from Saturday. Kickoff time for Brian Day. He has it teed up at the 40. Blake Dunn, only one back. He's standing at the right hash inside his own 20. Dunn will kick it. Day will kick it. Dunn, let the ball roll forward. It's loose. Did Montebello get it? Blake Dunn. Yes, they did. Mental error by Saugatuck's Dunn. Dan Cutler recovers the fumble, recovers the kickoff. So Cutler, and you can call that a turnover if you like. It's no different than a onside kick. Blake Dunn let the ball bounce about the 25-yard line. And he was thinking the ball was going to go out of bounds. It didn't. Ball in the Saugatuck 28 with 6:16 to go in the third quarter. And Montebello with a two-point lead trying to add to it. One man in the backfield. That's Durham. And back to throw goes Berggren. Under some pressure. Throws left side deep. Has a man open. He's got it. Touchdown. Touchdown to Dan Cutler. It went through two Saugatuck defenders, and Cutler, who recovered the fumble, catches the 28-yard touchdown pass from Berggren to Cutler. So just like that, in the span of 1 minute 2 seconds, Saugatuck's 6-point lead has been evaporated to now an 8-point deficit, and it could be 10. So the Mustangs, taking advantage of a mental error, have now regained the lead. Up the middle, easy running for Joey Durham with a two-point run. So Montebello now has tacked on 8 more points and have now a 10-point lead at 32-22, but plenty of time left. 6:08 to go here in the third quarter. Reminder, we have high school football on our AM station, 1450 WHTC. And its companion website, WHTC.com. Tomorrow night, join Greg Chandler from Zeeland Stadium as Zeeland East opens the season a day later than everybody else because Zeeland West is playing there tonight. But the Chicks have a tough challenge as Detroit Loyola comes calling. Greg's call will begin at 6:40 on our AM station, 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Following the game, the Tigers are in Chicago to take on the White Sox. Next Friday night, as we mentioned, we'll be here for Saugatuck's game against the Marcellus Wildcats. We'll be on the air at 6:40. Greg will go back to Zeeland Stadium for the derby between the East Chicks and the West Ducks. They aren't in the same league, but this is the time they play against each other. And that'll be on our AM station, 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com next Friday night. So it's 32-22 in favor of Blanchard Montebello. Brian Davis got the ball kicked off. Blake Dunn standing now outside at his own 25-yard line. Day tries to go over Dunn's head. Blake's getting it at the 18. 25. 30. Weaves his way to the 40, spun out of bounds by Brian Day at the 45-yard line. Penalty marker behind the play, thrown at the feet, unfortunately, of Saugatuck's Tristan Gumpert, and he illegally used the hands. So that wipes out a 26-yard kickoff return by Blake Dunn. The marker was thrown at the 35-yard line. So that'll march Saugatuck back, and right now it's to the 25. First and 10 for the Tribe with 5:59 to go here in the third quarter, and down 10. Okay. Well, keep in mind, in 2010 it was a rough season for the Saugatuck. Well, actually, 2 years ago it was a rough season for the Saugatuck Indians. Especially early on, they caught fire at the end, but the problems early in the season cost them a playoff berth. They finished 5-4. Up the middle on first down, Cole Hart past the 25, maybe to the 26. Depending on the spot, they might give him an extra yard. We'll see as they put down. And Hartman a little bit slow in getting up, and he and the Indians a little bit light on the running backs right now with players unavailable, and Hartman may have gotten dinged on this one. More awareness of concussions, especially this year. And Hartman is now on the turf as the Indian medicos are attending to him there. And both teams can have a chance to talk with their coaches as they deal with Cole Hartman on the field and going through some tests. Again, the emphasis on hydration last year and this year concussions for the MHSAA, and we're seeing that right now. And mentioned that during our halftime, safety trumps everything, and we're seeing it in evidence here. Here at Saugatuck High is now Cole Hartman is sitting up. One of the Montebello coaching medicos coming over to assist in this matter. 32-22 in the favor of Montebello. The Mustangs scoring their touchdowns on three-yard runs by Zach Tobitz and Brady Bergren. A two-yard run by Thomas Wisner and a 28-yard touchdown pass from Bergren to Dan Cutler. And they've converted all four of their two-point conversions. Saugatuck, basically the Blake Dunn show. Dunn, a 77-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. A three-yard run and a two-point conversion. He also had a two-point conversion after his touchdown run. And then a 9-yard touchdown pass from Dunn to Joe Ellison. Up back on his feet is Cole Hartman. And he is very slowly walking his way back to the Saugatuck sidelines. He may see no more action tonight. As principal is out to tend to him. So with Hartman out, Indians trot out Tristan Gumpen to run the offense to be the fullback. He stands to the right of Blake Dunn. Dunn barking signals. Up the middle he goes. Absolutely nothing on the fake. He faked the handoff, went up the middle, and again Tyler House was stopping him on that one. So it's third down. Loss of one to the 26. Third down and 11. Third down and 9, I should say, from that spot. Indians break the huddle. Two wideouts to the left, two wideouts to the right. Gumpert, the running back, now in a motion is Mitchell. He gets the handoff, and he's hitting the backfield, and down he goes at the 24-yard line. So it's a two-yard loss. The Indians needed to have a response after the back-to-back lightning scores by Montebello, and instead it's three and out. And we're looking at the first punt of the night for Blake Dunn. Dropping back deep for Montebello will be Zach Tobitz. He'll drop back to about his 40-yard line. Might be giving Dunn a little bit of a break there. Wind conditions, well, it's not much to speak about. And this one out off of Dunn's side of his foot and goes out of bounds. Right now, when it rains, it's pouring. Right now, the Indians don't have an umbrella that's holding up. The punt goes only to the Saugatuck. Well, perhaps he'll apply the coup de grace. Looking on the sidelines, the Indian staff looking at Cole Hartman. And as we said, he probably will play no more this night. On second down, the handoff goes to the fullback, and that is Joey Durham around left side. Past the 25, past the 20, pulls away to the 10-5, touchdown. Joey Durham around left tackle, cut it outside, and runs it 41 yards for a touchdown. Three touchdowns in a span of four offensive plays. And Blanchard Montebello has seized control of the game at 38-22 with conversion coming. Two-point try coming up now for Montebello. Damian Lefevre wide out to the left. I formation with Durham close and Tobitz deep. Bergeron rolls right. two men to throw, and he overthrows both. First time tonight, Montebello misses the two-point try. But they have, once again, a 16-point, have now a 16-point lead, a 38-22. So Saugatuck has to go right back to work and rebuild. They came back from 16 points down in the first quarter. They're going to need a little bit of magic from Blake Dunn. It looks like he's the only one capable of doing it right now. He's account for all of the Saugatuck scoring with a kickoff return for a touchdown, a TD run, and a TD pass. And we'll see whether or not the Indians can come back in this one. Tribe last year, 8-2. They defeated the Montebello Mustangs convincingly, 48-6. And they've won the first three meetings against the Mustangs. But right now, they're on the wrong end of the scoreline here. 3:26 to go in the third quarter, and Saugatuck is down 16 at 38-22. Brian Day. Perhaps the play of the game that really turned this one around was the recovery of the kickoff by Dan Cutler. And he's caught a touchdown pass on the next play, and right now that seems to be the play of the game. We'll see if the Indians can bounce back. Friday is ready to kick off. Blake Dunn is standing outside his 20. Day will kick it. Dunn at the 21. 25, 30. Bounces out to the left, has three tacklers on him, and he runs out of bounds past the 35 and gets it to about the 37-yard line. 16 yards on the return. First and 10 for Saugatuck at their own 37-yard line with 3:18 to go in the third quarter, trailing 38-22. Tristan Gumpert in at fullback. In place of Cole Hartman, who's sitting on the sidelines and trying to get his wits about him after he got hit pretty hard. T formation behind Blake Dunn. Handoff goes to the halfback. That is Jordan Mitchell. It's Blake Dunn who keeps it this time. And he bulls his way to the 41-yard line. Gain of 4 on the play. Second down and 6. Now, with what we're seeing here is Noah Evelyn coming in with the play. Blake Dunn is now the fullback. Evelyn is at quarterback. So here's an interesting switch. Dunn at fullback. Back to the line of scrimmage as he gets the handoff. And right now, the Blanchard Montebello Mustangs have basically two guys maybe on Blake Dunn every move he makes. Evelyn. Again, with Cole Hartman out, Alex Segovia unavailable. Bill Dunn's got to do some juggling. He'll talk about it. His post-game, after-the-game interview, we'll have it on the podcast overnight. You can listen to it tomorrow morning here on 92.7thefan.com. Third down. Dunn gets the snap, fakes the handoff, and fooled nobody. Especially Tyler House, who's been all over Dunn, especially in the second half. Loss of 2 on the play, back to the 39, fourth down and 8. Blake Dunn's first punt was a shank of 23 yards. See if he can do something a little bit better, and the Indians are hoping to turn field position and try to get a takeaway. They've already had two interceptions and a fumble recovery. Timeout called by Montebello. So Coach Sean Ballhorn wants to talk things over. He'll take the first of his three timeouts. I'm going to remind you that there's more than one way for kids to take part in high school sports. The MHSAA, in cooperation with the Michigan Association of Broadcasters Foundation, will again provide aspiring sports broadcasters and video producers the opportunity to be recognized through the Student Broadcasting Awards. For more information, visit the MAB Foundation website at MishMab.com. with a lot of experience on their side and playing pretty much a flawless game so far. It's reflected on the score sheet. 38-22, Montebello will get the ball back on the second punt coming from Blake Dunn. He's standing at his own 25. Taubitz is back inside his own 25. Dunn gets a good punt off this time. Bounces at the 30. Taubitz will let it roll at the 25. And Mitchell will touch it at the 20. So a much better punt there. As we will call it, 41 yards on the punt this time for Blake Dunn. So Montebello starts at their own 20 with 1:21 to go in the third quarter. And this is the worst field position that Montebello has started any offensive series tonight. They've enjoyed some good field position throughout the contest. I formation behind quarterback Brady Bergeron. Joey Durham closing Zach Taubitz deep. The pitch to Taubitz left side. 25 gets maybe to the 30. Well, it gets to the 25-yard line. He doesn't get to the 30 yet. One of the Indians lost his helmet, and that's Tristan Gump, but he's going to go out to the sidelines, get repaired. 5 yards on the gain by Taubitz. Second and five. 55 seconds to go, third quarter. Two wideouts to the left, two wideouts to the right. One man in the backfield, that is Durham. Behind center is quarterback Bergeron. Brady barking out signals to senior. Quick toss left side, high, incomplete. He wanted to go right side slant for Cutler, and he threw basically a moon ball. Incomplete. Third down and five. 1 of 5 on third downs, all in the first half for Montebello. We'll try to capture this one here with 36 seconds to go in the third quarter. Cutler to the left. He's already caught a touchdown pass. Taylor to the right. He's already picked off two passes defensively. I formation behind Bergeron. Brady hands it to the first back through. That is Joey Durham. Durham around right end. Bulls his way past the 30, moves the 6 to the 35-yard line. Gain of 10 on the play, and it's a 1st and 10 for Montebello. They convert on the third down. Sean Ballhorn, the new coach, or returning coach, with the Montebello Mustangs. Yes, there's some things he can work with, but this is almost a picture-perfect opener for him. Bill Dunn, hands on hips. He knows he's got a challenge out of them this year with a young team, and they're going to be learning some lessons tonight. The first one. Back to throw Bergeron. Left side. Slant. Complete to Cutler at midfield. Can't get around Mitchell, who hog ties him down before Cutler could go to the races. As it is, he gets a 20-yard gain to the 45 of Saugatuck, 1st and 10. And that's a bullet of a pass from a third-year starter and a senior in Bergeron. That's the last play of the third quarter as well. It's been all Montebello since Saugatuck took a brief lead. The Mustangs score 3 touchdowns in the third quarter, and they lead after 3 quarters of play. Montebello 38, Saugatuck 22. You're listening to Saugatuck High Football on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. We begin the fourth quarter with Blanchard Montebello moving from right to left or west to east. Ball on the 45, and Bergeron's got the Indians jumping offside again. Lots to work on for Saugatuck this year. But it's offside Saugatuck. So let's see. That is now 7 penalties against Saugatuck for 70 yards. Or maybe I forgot to add one. 8 penalties for 80 yards. First and 5 from the 40. Bergeron pitches it out to Taub. It's around one tackler. Spins at the 35. He'll move the sticks as he gets to the 34. So on a first and five, Blanchard Montebella with the pitch. And Taubitz gets the first down. Gain of seven on the play. Gain of six on the play. Fourteen first downs now for Montebella. First and ten, ball in the right hash for the Mustangs. Handoff goes to the fullback, and that is Thomas Wisner. Up the middle he goes. And Wisner will get it to maybe the 31, depending on the spot. 32 is where they will spot. Gain of two on the play. He was stacked up by the middle of the Saugatuck line. Second down and eight. Looking in front of us, Cole Hartman, who left the game in the third quarter after getting a solid hit, walked very slowly to the sidelines, and he's going to be escorted out and be looked at Holland Hospital, I'm afraid. Hopefully all will be fine. On second down, up the middle goes Tauberts around right end to the 25, to the 20. Coughs up the ball. It's recovered by Saugatuck. Indians finally get their first takeaway as Tauberts tried to go for the extra yard. And Blake Dunn got the ball. First and 10 for the Tribe as they got it with 10:42 to go in the fourth quarter, down 16, 38-22, and they'll have the ball on their own 14-yard line. Well, that's a lifeline, plain and simple. A lifeline for Saugatuck. Let's see if the Indians will do it. Whistle blows, official calls time for a moment as one of the Mustangs needs to be pulled off, and that's Pete Taylor, equipment repair. And taken now for repairs. Evelyn hands it to Dunn. Blake maybe back to the line of scrimmage as he tries to go around right end. What really is the problem right now for Saugatuck, gain of one to the 31, is this. The Indians really have one solid weapon, and that's Blake Dunn. And the Montebella Mustangs know it. And they're keeping an eye on Dunn. He's now back at quarterback and is in the gun. Two wideouts right, one wideout left. Gumpert alongside him in the backfield. Dunn back to throw. Looks right. Throws right. Incomplete. He tried to find Joe Ellison. He was stuck hard on a hit by Zach Taubitz. And now it is Joe Ellison who is not getting up after the hit by Taubitz. Indians yelling a little bit about possible helmet-to-helmet. No call forthcoming. But it was just a solid stick by Taylor. And Joe Ellison, who's already caught a touchdown pass and has been the favorite receiver of Blake Dunn, now on the field. It's been a tough second half for Saugatuck. On the scoreboard, with penalties and with players going down, and it has not been an auspicious starting night for the blue and orange. Indians welcome the Marcellus Wildcats to Jarvis Memorial Field next Friday night. We'll bring you the game right here on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. We'll be on the air at 6:40. And after that, Indians compress the season as we go down the line. The Decatur Raiders come in on the 12th. Indians in Hartford on the 19th. Trip to Bloomingdale to begin the North season on the 26th, October 3rd. The Martin Clippers come in. Out to Fenville on the 10th. Over to Bangor on the 17th. Finish up on the 24th against the Gobles Tigers. And that's the season for the Saugatuck Indians. Again, the same opponents as last year, but last year's opponents changing venues, going into different positions. Now, Joe Ellison is on his feet, but like we saw in the third quarter with Cole Hartman, he is very slowly walking to the sidelines with assistance. So we may have our second concussion-related injury here. Now, Alex Segovia has been taken out of the game. I mean, Segovia is not dressed, but another number nine comes in, and it's not Segovia. And a man who knows, or shall I say a family who knows his way around an offensive huddle, is back wearing an offensive number. Timeout is called by Saugatuck with 9:37 to go in regulation. Third down, we'll call it a 10 from the 30-yard line. Well, it'll be 9 from the 31. But as I was saying, the man who's changing his jersey number to help out on the offense, because now that both Cole Hartman and Joelison are out, is Jonathan Speet. Of course, Bradley Speet guided the Saugatuck Indians to the state Division 8 final game at Ford Field in 2010. His brother has made the varsity this year as a lineman, reserved offensive lineman and starting on the defensive end. But now with some injuries, Jonathan Speed has taken the number 9 jersey that normally is worn by Alex Segovia. And he is now adorning that jersey, as he'll line up as an end. Blake Dunn, the eye back, the tailback in an eye formation. Gets the handoff off of left guard. Gets it past the 30, maybe to the 31-yard line. I mean, past the 35, maybe to the 36. It'll be fourth down and 4. And with Saugatuck down by 16, a 38-22 with 9:20 to go in regulation. Nora Evelyn running the offense, with Blake Dunn being converted into the fullback position, brings into play. Dunn will stay as the deep back. Tristan Gumpert, the close back. The pitch goes to Blake Dunn. On fourth down, cuts inside, tries to stretch for the 40. He's about a yard shy. He wanted to get past the one last tackler, but Brian Day was not going to allow him. So Saugatuck's held on downs after the fumble recovery by Blake Dunn. Blanchard Montebello does not get punished for the takeaway, for the turnover. And they'll set up shop in Saugatuck territory with 8:50 to go in regulation. And they'll set it at the Saugatuck 39-yard line. Brady Bergeron, the senior, coming onto the field. This is what Bill Dunn was fearing. A little bit thin on numbers, thin on experience. And Blanchard Montebello has made him pay. Lady Bergeron might be watching clock as well as that. He has a little problem with the handoff. Pitches it right side to Tobitz. Around right end to the 40. 35, 30, 25. Cuts inside at the 20. Slowed up at the 15. Moves his way to the 14-yard line. Little problems at the beginning of the play, but the pitch to Tobitz certainly didn't turn out to be any problems. So he moves the ball to the Saugatuck 14-yard line. Gain of 25 and a first down. So the Blanchard Montebello Vikings, Mustangs, I should say, trying to get off the season on the right foot, and a tough road task, and they have to go on the road next week at Onakama. And right now they are looking very, very impressive. Wide out to the left is Dan Cutler. I formation with Durham close and Tobitz deep. And Bergeron's back to throw, play action right. Rolls. Throws. Complete. No. Not complete. Josh Ballhorn was the intended receiver. Didn't get a foot in bounds, or didn't have one foot on bounds. Incomplete pass. Second down and 10 at the 14. Roll out right. Right now, Sean Ballhorn not so much trying to show up Saugatuck. We've seen that before during the tough season of a couple of years ago. Saugatuck took it out on Marcellus. They thought that the Wildcats were running the score up on them. They took it out on them last year down there. But this is more of working on things in competition for next week and down the line in the Mid-State Conference. Second down and 10 at the 14-yard line for the Mustangs. And rolling out left and keeping it as quarterback Bergeron. Cuts back inside to the 10. To the 5, end zone, touchdown. Brady Bergeron, a 14-yard run. Puts an exclamation point on this one. And extends the margin now to 44-22. So Brady Bergeron has rushed for 2 touchdowns, thrown for another. And Montebello does not... Well, they do have... You know, they say Brian Day handles the place kicks, but I think he handles just more of the kickoffs because they have not even attempted an extra point. Neither team has tonight. Bergeron over center. Hands it to Taylor, who runs it in for the two-point run. So with 8:02 to go, it took only 48 seconds to go 39 yards in three plays. Model of efficiency. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say 8 seconds? 48 seconds. Can't be that fast. Montebello's fast, but not that fast. And now the margin has been extended to now 46-22. Montebello with the lead. Tomorrow night, we'll have high school football on our AM station, 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Join Greg Chandler from Zeeland Stadium as the Zeeland East Chicks host Detroit Loyola following the game. On Holland's News Leader, it'll be Detroit Tiger Baseball as the Bengals host the Chicago White Sox. Zeeland East and Detroit Loyola, followed by the Tigers and White Sox, all tomorrow night on our AM station, 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Wake up every weekday morning with Brent Allen. Lakeshore's wake-up call on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com from 6 to 9 p.m. a.m. Brent and I will get you going, not only with information, contests, great music as well. Make it happen, won't you? Join Brent Allen for Lakeshore's wake-up call tomorrow morning, every weekday morning, 6 to 9 on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. All right, another kickoff for Brian Day, another return possible for Blake Dunn. Blake's already returned one back 77 yards for a touchdown. He's standing outside his 20. Day will kick it. Blake Dunn gets it at the 28. To the 34, and that's all. First and 10 for Saugatuck at their own 34-yard line with 7:58 to go in regulation. And it's been a blitz for the... It's been a blitz for the Mustangs. 4 touchdowns in the second half after they let a 16-point lead slip away and saw Saugatuck take a 22-16 lead. Evelyn at quarterback. Josh hands it to the halfback Tristan Gumpert. Got stood up as he got to the 35-yard line. Off of right guard, does Gumpert run? Gain of 1, 2nd and 9. Indians break the huddle. Evelyn at quarterback. Eye formation with Gumpert deep and Gumpert close and Dunn deep. Wide out to the right is Jordan Mitchell. 2 tight ends. Hand off to Dunn. Off of right end. 35-40. 45 out of bounds. Knocked out of bounds. Penalty flag flies from the deep judge. And another flag flies in the Montebello bench. So we got some discussions to be made. The run went to the 47-yard line of Saugatuck. A 12-yard run. The first down was to be made. And now more yardage to be tacked on for Saugatuck as our referee, Ken DeBart, personal foul, the penalty. Third penalty 40 yards against Montebello. Moves the ball all the way to the Montebello 38-yard line. First and 10 for the Tribe. Evelyn hands it to Dunn. Around right end. Cuts back inside to 35, maybe the 34-yard line. Gain of 4 on the play. Second down. And they'll mark it at the 35. So it's second down and 7. Clock running. 6:50 to go. Indians with 2 timeouts left. And they're down by 24. At 46-22. 3-score game. Looking in front of us, Joe Ellison was hit and knocked out of the game, standing on his feet. But, again, he will be of no further part in this contest. On second down up the middle goes Blake Dunn on the run. And the fullback moves it past the 30, close to the first down stick, depending on the measurement. We'll see if the chain crew will come in. They'll say no. So it's technically, statistically, a 5-yard run. We'll make it a 6, back to the 29 goes. It's third down and 1 for Blake for the Indians. Noah Evelyn has running the offense, has a T formation, 2 tight ends. Handoff goes to Gumpert. He was hit in the backfield, shooting the gap. And gumming up the play is Joey Durham. Loss back to the 31, maybe the 32-yard line, loss of 3. Durham gummed up that play. Indians have missed on their last 4 third down challenges and now down 24 with 5:25 to go. They're going to go for it on 4th down and 4 from the 32. I formation behind. And a 2-point conversion by Brady Bergeron gave the Mustangs the lead at 24-22. And then the play of the game when Dan Cutler pounced on a loose ball at the Saugatuck 28-yard line on the following kickoff when the Indians were hoping the ball would go out of bounds. And instead, it stayed inbounds, and Cutler scooped up the loose ball on the kickoff return. Then he caught a 28-yard touchdown pass to Cutler from Brady Bergeron. And then after a shank punt, a 41-yard touchdown run by Joey Durham. It gave the Mustangs the lead for good. And then Brady Berger in a 14-yard touchdown run has now made it 46-22. So the timeout is over. First and 10 for Montebello at their own 30-yard line. Problems with the snap. Berger has to recover. And makes the best. Well, the Indians do recover the fumble. Bottom of the pile. Looks like Evan Mortimer is getting the huzzas there. So Bergeron pulls away. And Saugatuck will have the ball back at the 30 of Montebello with 5:04 to go. In the fourth quarter. So basically, they were held on downs and got the ball right back. See if they can take advantage of it and get a score here and try to rebuild momentum. They've come back from 16 down. They're staring at a 24-point deficit now. Pitch to Blake Dunn. Option. Throws. Right side. Wide open. Mitchell, who's got it at the 10. Some air on the ball, but Mitchell caught it. It'll haul down at about the 5. Jordan Mitchell got behind the secondary, the option pass, and Blake Dunn suckered him in. Ball at the 4. 26-yard touchdown, a 26-yard pass. First and goal for Saugatuck. Blake Dunn has done it. Well, he's been the offense for Saugatuck tonight. He'll stay in as fullback. Since the third quarter injury to Cole Hartman, he's had to take over at fullback, and Noah Evelyn is taking over at quarterback. Dunn, off of left guard. Gets maybe to the two. Second and goal from there. We'll see if Bill Dunn will maybe go with somebody else as a decoy. We'll go, use Blake Dunn as a decoy and run it in with somebody else. Clock running, 4:20 to go. One timeout left for Saugatuck. And they're down by three majors. A 24-point deficit. Down 46-22. Dunn on second down, hit as he got to the line of scrimmage. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Nate Miller with the hit. Third down and goal. Saugatuck has missed their last four third down conversions. Five of 11 now for Saugatuck on third down. T formation. Noah Evelyn barking out signals. Fumbles the snap, has to pounce on it. That gums up that play. A little bit antsy on that one. Fourth down. Montebello wants to get the last stick here to keep the score down. Or is it recovered by the Mustangs? Yep, it was. Fumble recovery by Montebello. So Bergeron coughed up the ball, pulling away from center, and Saugatuck recovered. This time it was Evelyn who pulled away from the ball too quickly and lost the ball at the two. First and 10 for Montebello at their own 2-yard line with 3:22 to go. Bergeron will stand on his own end zone. Taking no chances, pulls it, and goes up the middle. Was supposed to be just a dive play up the middle. And he moves the ball to the 14-yard line. That's a 12-yard run and a first down. It's been all Montebello in the second half, and the Saugatuck Indians have got to regroup. They'll get an extra day to do so. But the Marcellus Wildcats come calling next Friday night, and Saugatuck got some things to do. Brady Bergeron looking at the back judge. He gets the 10-second call and sets the offense down. Another fumble. Loose ball. Scampering around. It's recovered by Blanchard Montebello. Making the run is Joey Durham. And Durham around right side converts a busted play and a fumble recovery of his own into another first down. We've saw this a lot the last couple of years. A veteran Saugatuck team, well, actually last year, a veteran Saugatuck team taking advantage of a young team and schooling them. We're seeing the other way around now. 16 yards on the run by Durham. First and 10 for the Mustangs at their own 30-yard line. 2:40 to go on this one. Again, Brady Bergeron will look at the back judge. Has the 10-second. Now he'll count out the last five. Bergeron sets down the offense. Just trying to milk as much time as you can. Hand off to the fullback, Joey Durham. Not much there for Joey. Saugatuck with just one timeout left. And down 24. And now 2 minutes to go. Gain of five on the play. Second and five. I think both teams will be happy just to get out of here. Blanchard Montebello to build on good things. Saugatuck to lick their wounds and go get the Marcellus Wildcats. Again, Bergeron just waiting for the back judge. He gets the 10-second call. Now he sets down the offense. Second down. Handoff goes to the running back, Tobitz. Zach gets it close to the first down line. Maybe about a yard short. Third down and one. 1:27 to go. 4 second half touchdowns for Blanchard Montebello after Saugatuck took a 22-16 lead. 4 touchdowns that would not respond it. Bergeron sets down the offense. 1:04 left. Third down and one. Up the middle. Run for a first down and a breakthrough. Brady Bergeron keeps it. He'll run it in for a touchdown. Brady Bergeron, just a dive play. Second time they've had that dive play. This time he runs 61 yards for a touchdown. And the route is complete. Two years of frustrations against Saugatuck in back-to-back years and three overall. Payback has been made. Bill Dunn will talk about it after the game. We'll chat with him, and we'll have the after-the-game interview of the podcast on our website at 927thevan.com. Check it out tomorrow morning. Conversion attempt coming. It'll be a two-point try. Penalty marker flies. They will be delayed. They didn't get the playoff in time. 49 seconds left. A five-play, 98-yard drive. 1:33 ticking off the clock. Bergeron will just take a knee on the two-point try. So it's 52-22. Montebello with the 30-point lead. And the final 49 seconds will be played, and it'll be back to the drawing board for Saugatuck. The Indians spanked, but they gave it a game battle. Battling back from 16 down in the first half and leading at one point early in the second half, 22-16.